6:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present every evening at this time Elmer Davis and the news.
Adolf Hitler's speech at Danzig this afternoon didn't contain the definite peace proposal that many had expected, and stock prices on Wall Street shot upward with the prospect of an early peace apparently removed. German and Russian troops are overrunning such parts of Poland as they have not yet occupied, but Warsaw is still holding out against terrific German bombardment. Just west of Gdynia on the seacoast, a small Polish force is maintaining itself against attacks from land, sea, and air, and here and there other detachments go on fighting. It seems possible tonight that Russian advances may not stop with Poland. The Russian papers said this morning that submarines of Poland and other belligerent powers, presumably England, were hiding out in the ports of the Baltic republics, especially Estonia, with the connivance of certain government personages. And a dispatch from Stockholm tonight says that the Russian Navy has now blockaded the Estonian coast. These press campaigns, such as both the Russian and German papers conducted against Poland, were in the case of Poland a preliminary of invasion. And there's some speculation now that the Russians may be laying their excuses to occupy Estonia and possibly its neighbors, Latvia and Lithuania, as well. They'll know the old Lithuanian capital, which the Poles took in 1920 and which the Lithuanians had perhaps hoped they would get back, was occupied by Russian troops today. Hitler drove into Danzig through streets carpeted with flowers while the bands played a march which leaned heavily on the Siegfried motive from Wagner's Ring operas. In his speech, he said that he had no war aims against England and France, but if they wanted to fight, Germany would go on fighting and would not surrender even if the war lasted 5, 6, or 7 years. If the English thought they had an invincible weapon in the blockade, Germany too, he said, might find an invincible weapon, perhaps meaning the Air Force, since he said that if bombs were dropped on German cities, Germany would reply with 5 bombs to 1. Hitler's statements didn't impress the British, whose Ministry of Information replied tonight that his promise that Germany had no more territorial aspirations had been broken too often in past years for anyone to believe him now. As for Eastern Europe, Hitler said that Germany had no desire to extend to the Ural Mountains and no designs on the Ukraine, thus contradicting one of his own speeches delivered little more than 2 years ago, as well as many passages in Mein Kampf. Germany and Russia, he said, were resolved that the Poland of the Versailles Treaty, that is, the Poland of the last 20 years, would never rise again, which seems to imply that they intend to leave some kind of Poland. This gives some support to a story that came this afternoon from the Polish-Romanian frontier, that is, from Polish sources who were near the Romanians, that the Germans will take back about as much of Poland as they held before 1919. The Russians will occupy roughly the eastern third of the country, and in the slice of Poland lying between them, a stooge Polish government will be set up under German and Russian control, like those puppet Chinese governments that the Japanese have set up in the occupied provinces of China. This so-called Polish government would then make peace with Germany and Russia. And with their conquests thus given a legal title, Germany, with Russian support, would make a definite peace offer to the Western powers. This seems plausible enough. The Polish government will establish itself in Paris, according to latest reports, and of course will still be recognized by the French and British. But how the British and French will go about winning the war and making possible the restoration of Poland that they promised is still a good deal of a secret. Our correspondent Eric Severide reported from Paris this morning what he had seen on a trip to the front, an enormous military establishment well equipped not only for defense, but also, he thought, for a possible offensive. But today, General Gamelin, the French commander-in-chief, and Viscount Gort, the British commander-in-chief, met in France, and it is reported that they considered strengthening the French defenses along the Belgian frontier. There are rumors of German troop concentrations near the German frontier of Belgium, and apparently there's some fear of a German thrust on the Western Front.
This 5-minute program, Elmer Davis and the News, is brought to you by Columbia and its affiliated stations nightly at 8:55 o'clock. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.